On the original recording, it is done with two guitars that are layered on top of each other. I decided for my arrangement to take the best of both and make it into one guitar part. There's a couple of places where it's easier to play it one way than another, and I will show you that variation when we get to it. But let's start with the opening phrase. So this is a G major 7, but the way that I'm playing it is I have finger 1 on the 4th string 5th fret, and then finger 3 is laying down flat on the top joint to give me the first 3 strings 7th fret. So I have a small bar chord with that 3rd finger in the 7th fret, strings 1, 2, 3. Finger 1 is on the 4th string 5th fret. This is a G major 7 chord. With my picking hand, I'll pinch all 4 strings. So thumb will get the 4th string, index will get the 3rd, my middle finger will get the 2nd string, my ring finger will get the 1st. I'll pinch them all together and then I'll roll them one at a time in a triplet. So 1 triplet, and then I hit that on the downbeat. And then I'll have this chord. Now it's right where I'm at. This is a D6 chord. And the way that I'm getting it is that finger 1 goes down to the 1st string 5th fret, finger 3 is playing the 3rd string 7th, and my 4th and 2nd strings are open. I'll pinch all 4 strings again, and then I'll have a harmonic chord right here in the 7th fret, which is a D6. Now the way I'm getting this is my 3rd finger is laying across the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd, and 1st strings right over the 7th fret wire. I'm not pushing it down though, I'm just touching it, so that when I pluck it, I get the harmonics. And as soon as I get a sound coming through, I move my 3rd finger off of the strings to allow that to ring out. So once again, you don't want to push it down hard. You won't get a sound. You're just lightly touching it so that you're dividing the string in two pieces right there. And I like to roll it, but you can just pinch it. If you decide to roll it, it's just 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st real quickly. And that's our opening phrase. Phrase number 1. Now let's take a look at phrase number 2.